Father, we're grateful again for life. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here together once again in your house. We thank you for each one that's come. Lord, we do lift up this family, Lord, and this young man, Lord, who's failed and been killed. Lord, many things we don't understand. But God, we have to trust you, and God, we pray somehow, Lord, you would just be with that family in a very special way at this time. God, may you meet their needs and help them, Lord, with their bereavements and their hurts and their heartaches right now they're facing. Lord, others in our church, Lord, here even today, we all have needs. We're needy people. But, Lord, we know that you are bigger than any problem we have. And, God, you're able to supply. We ask you, Lord, just to bless now your word to our hearts, to our lives. May we apply it. And, God, may we not be just hearers, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn today to Matthew and chapter number 7. We've been talking for the last few weeks upon living in an imperfect world. Living in an imperfect world. How do we do it? How does imperfect people live in an imperfect world? That's a good question, is it not? We know that God has the answer for us in His Word. If we'll just search the Scriptures and ask Him to show us, He will direct us as what we should do in our lives. We'll be talking about injustice. We talked about the example of Joseph and also the example of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself and what they did and how they handled their situation and what good examples we have to follow. Today we're going to pick up on another subject as far as living in an imperfect world. Today we're going to talk about insecurity. Insecurity. We live in a world that's insecure, do we not? There's not much security in this world in which we live. We find it on every hand. Insecurity. Insecurity, I talk about uncertainty or lacking stability. Lacking stability, uncertainty. You know, we all live in this time that is very insecure. You know, sometimes we think we want something, we need something, we go out, we get it, we come back with it, and in a matter of time we say to ourselves, why did I get that? You know, we think we want something, we need something, and we find out why not, we don't need it at all. We don't need it at all. Insecurity. Man and a woman needed to go shopping. The man had to run some errands, and the lady wanted to go to the mall. So the man said, well, I'll drop you off at the mall. He dropped her off at the mall. He says, I'll be back at a certain time now and pick you up. I'm going to run some errands. So the man began to run the errands. The lady began to shop. And when it was time for the man to be back at the mall, the lady came back to the door where he dropped her off. And he wasn't there. Well, she waited another 15 minutes, and he still wasn't there. At this time, she's beginning to worry a little bit what's happening. Well, 30 minutes passed by, and he still wasn't there. And now she's really panicking. You know, her mind is running wild. He's had a wreck. You know, he's all kinds of things, you know. And finally, about 10 minutes later, he came walking in the door. He says, I went to the wrong door. Insecurity. You know, we all go through that at times in our life, don't we? We sometimes are impatient, but sometimes we're just not secure as we ought to be. But the Lord gives us a promise in His Word that we can be secure, and we're going to look at that today. One of the greatest challenges we face in our lifetime is becoming comfortable in our own bodies. Becoming comfortable in our own bodies. That's a challenge for us in our life today. A person who is secure with himself, we know that he is much more likely to achieve success. A person who is secure with himself has meaningful relationships. A person who is secure with himself is respected by others. Secure means a lot in life. But we live in a world that's insecure. Insecurity is everywhere. Someone said, and it's probably true, that most bad behavior, it can be in a small tot, it can be in a youngster, it can be in an adolescent, a teenager, an adult, even a senior. Most bad behavior in people comes from insecurity. Insecurity. They're just not secure in their life. There's something missing in their life. Now, how can we define insecurity? Insecurity may define it as a feeling of not being good enough. A feeling of not being good enough causes people to be insecure in their life. Have you ever been there? I think we all have. A feeling of not being good enough, you know, even to teach a class, you know, to do, what do? You know, we're not feeling good enough. You know, we all go through insecurity in our life. It's also helplessness in the face of problems. When we have problems, we sometimes feel helpless. We feel helpless. We're insecure. Therefore, we cry out sometimes to brothers and sisters or family members or somebody to show us and to help us make decisions sometimes in our life, don't we? Helplessness in the face of problems. Also, insecurity is defined as the fear of being discovered as inadequate. The fear of being discovered as being inadequate. I like it sometimes when my wife, Mary Ann, comes into where I'm sitting and she brings a jar of pickles or a jar of peanut butter. And she says, honey, will you open that jar? I like that. You say, what do you do with it? I open it. I do my best trying anyway, you know. Insecurity, you know. We don't feel inadequate in our lives when we are that way. Insecurity also is a sense of not fitting in. Not fitting in. Being insecure in our lives as individuals. Now, why are people insecure? Insecure people sometimes have experienced a major tragedy or a loss in their lives to cause them to feel insecure. A tragedy or a loss in their life. We also see that insecure people never felt accepted by others in their life. They never felt loved by others in their life. Insecure people also never receive any kind of positive reinforcement by others. They're never encouraged by others. Therefore, they feel insecure in their lives, no matter what they do. Now, what are some signs of insecurity? What are some signs? Number one sign of being an insecure person is defensiveness. They're always on the defense. Always on the defense. And they're very, very sensitive to any kind of criticism. Very sensitive to criticism. Insecure people are. That's a sign. Another sign is they can't enjoy silence. In other words, they can't let someone talk to them without interrupting them. That's an insecure person. They can't let someone talk to them without interjecting something while they're speaking to them. Another sign of insecurity is excessive joking. Excessive joking, you see. An insecure person craves attention, and that's how they get attention. Another sign of insecurity is self-promoting themselves, ourselves. Insecure people will tend to talk about themselves constantly. It's I and me, an insecure person. So we see here, self-promotion is necessary to overcome doubt in an insecure person's life. We also see another sign of insecurity is materialistic. They crave for things in this world. And you know, as well as I know, we've been around long enough that there's nothing in this world that can truly satisfy us. Nothing. No matter how big the toy is, no matter how much it costs, how beautiful it is, it's still not going to satisfy us long. It's going to become old fast in our life. Now, also, insecurity can be destructive. It can be destructive in a person's life. We see that a person becomes very selfish when they're insecure. Very selfish when they're insecure. We see they attempt to find security by surrounding themselves with possessions and also attention. Attention is all they want, an insecure person. Also, we see a person becomes overly accommodating. In other words, they attempt to get approval of all other people, and they will do whatever it takes to get that approval. an insecure person. Therefore, we can become very destructive. You know, they say that ladies or women that become pregnant, there are basically three facts why they have abortions. Three facts. The number three facts of why they have abortion is the feelings of rejection is number one. They feel if I have this baby, I'm going to be rejected. So they have abortion. They're going to be rejected by their parents, their families, their brothers, sisters, or whoever it is in their life. They feel rejected. And therefore, they get an abortion to solve all their problems, they think. But it's just creating more problems. Number two is they're not ready to accept the position of a mother. They're not ready to be a mother. Therefore, if they have an abortion. And number three is they're not getting along with their partner. So they have an abortion. Insecurity. We see it everywhere, don't we? We see it everywhere. And even teenagers say when they are pregnant with a child, they say they do not want to put themselves to shame having other people know that they have had sex with someone or anyone. Therefore, they have abortion to solve their problems of insecurity. Insecurity is a big problem in our world today. It really is. And you know, I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us answers to all our problems, no matter what they are in life. Now, in Matthew chapter 7, I want to read a few verses here, beginning with verse 21. First of all, we know this is the conclusion, if you please, of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus is speaking, and He's concluding it now in chapter number 7. We begin reading in verse number 21, and we're going to read down through verse number 29. Jesus says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wondrous works. And then shall I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." We see here in this passage of Scripture, this part, the danger, again, of a profession without faith. Without faith. Claiming to be something that we're not. You know, I'm a Christian, but I don't do what Jesus says. That's a profession without faith. Now, let's notice the rest of this passage, verse number 24. Jesus is speaking here. Now, notice what he says. He says, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it failed, and great was the fall of it. An interesting passage of Scripture to me, talking about insecurity. We see here as Jesus speaks to the disciples here, concluding this discourse on the Sermon on the Mount, we see here he presents a parable to them. A parable. Jesus teaches much with parables. We see here as he presents it, he's saying to them that hearing these sayings of Christ will not make you happy until you do them. You can hear my sayings, but if you just hear my sayings and don't do them, you're not going to be happy. You have to do what I say. You have to do what I say. See, if we have them and do them, we are blessed in whatever we do. In whatever we do. We see here, every one of us have a house to build. Jesus is speaking here now. He says in verse number 28, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which buildeth a house upon a rock. These sayings of Jesus Christ are things we need to take to heart and apply in our life. He says if we not only hear the sayings of Christ, but if we do the sayings of Christ, we'll liken unto a wise man that builds a house. Your life and my life has been a process from birth until now of literally building a house. Of building a house. We're building that house upon the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Either we believe them and we apply them to our life, or we reject them. Therefore, we're building a life. We're building a house as our life is concerned. And we see that every one of us have a house to build. And that house is our hope of heaven one day. I don't know when we'll go to heaven or not. I'm not meaning that. But I mean by hope of heaven, the desire to be in heaven. To anticipate in being in heaven. Okay? I'm talking about being confident and with all expectation one day I'll be in heaven. Therefore, if I'm building that house, one day I'm going to be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I not only hear His sayings, I'm trying to apply them in my life and live my life accordingly, you see, as He has given us the words to do that. Every one of us has a house to build. Now notice, what are we to build our house upon? It tells us we're to build our house upon the rock. Now who is the rock? We know it's the Lord Jesus Christ. We build our life upon Him. We build our house upon Him. Day by day, day by day. And always sayings. We find in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the only foundation as far as building a house that's going to stand. To build a life, to live a life that's going to stand in a wicked world and a world that is full of sin. We see that it's impossible for us not to do that. We see here Christ is in us, every believer, the church, and is built upon the rock. Built upon the rock. What is your life up to this point in the process of building a house been based upon? What are you building your life upon? Is it Jesus Christ? If it is, it's the rock, and it's going to stand when the storms of life come. But otherwise, it's not going to stand. See, there are a few who by hearing and doing the teachings of Christ, build their lives upon this rock and with His wisdom. Thank God for the remnant in this world, folks. Thank God for the Christians in this world that are building their life upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to live, the only life to live, is to build our life upon Him. Insecurity. Thank God that Jesus Christ has given us the security that we need to live our lives. However, there are those who profess that they have hope to go to heaven, but they despise the rock. They don't want nothing to do with Jesus Christ. I've never asked a person yet, do you want to go to heaven? To say, no, I don't want to go to heaven. Have you? Never have. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but there's only one way to go. There's only one way to go. And if they don't line up, we don't line up that way, we're not going to make it, folks. We're just not going to make it. And we see here, this is what's happening in the world which we live in today. See, they have hope. Their hope, those that profess and despise the rock, we see they're building their life upon the sand. The sand. And the sand is not going to stand when the storms of life come. They're not going to stand. You say, what is the sand? Sand is everything but Jesus Christ. Everything. It can be prosperity. It can be religion. It can be entertainment, enjoyment. It can be performances that people go through. It can be reputation. Excuse me. It can be anything and everything but Jesus Christ, the same. We also see that when a person builds their house upon the sand, we know that storms are going to come, aren't they? Storms come in your life, storm comes in my life. And I'm so glad, as the songwriter put it, my anchor is Jesus Christ. My hope is built in Jesus Christ, his blood and righteousness and nothing else. That's the only hope I have, is in Jesus Christ. I'm standing on the solid rock, so to speak. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm not sitting, but I'm standing on the solid rock, you see. We see the storms may come. When the storms in our life come, they try our hopes. They try our house building, so to speak. Do you believe what Jesus said, or do you not believe what Jesus said? When the storms come, we're tested with those, aren't we? You know, such as this tragedy you're talking about right now, this young man dying. No doubt this family is going through thinking, what's happening here? Why did this happen? Does God really love me? Does God love my son? And all these things go through our minds and our hearts when we're faced with tragedy. But we have to hold on to those things that God teaches us, His Word. And know that His Word is true. His Word we can stand upon. We can build our hope upon, our faith upon in the Lord Jesus Christ. When storms come, our hopes will be tried. Every man's work will be tried one day. The Bible tells us that. And we see that we will, when our hopes are tried, when storms come, we discover the foundation that we have. You know? God reveals to us the foundation that we have. That we can go through this with His help. If we have Jesus Christ as our rock, He'll help us go through the trials, the testing that we go through in our life. If we have Him as our foundation, He is secure. He is the one to help us through the things that we face. The trials is sometimes in this world that we have to face. And it may be tribulation, persecution, whatever it is, things we all go through. Thank God today for His Word. The hopes of building upon the Lord Jesus Christ the rock will stand when the storms come. When the storms come, I'm building my house upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm building my life upon Him, His Word, His sayings. I don't only look at what He says, I believe what He says. I don't only believe what He says, I want to apply what He says in my life every day, you know, relying upon Him. I can't rely upon myself. I have to rely upon Him in all things that I face in my life. Yes, my hope one day in going to heaven is going to end. The terror of death and the grave, I won't have to worry about it. I'll be on the other side with the Lord Jesus Christ. He will carry us through the dark valleys that we have to face in our life. He's promised to do that. The psalmist says that. I'm grateful for that. Our hope one day will be approved by the judge. Our house building, our life will be approved by the Lord Jesus Christ one day because we're building our life upon Him. Insecurity. We stand the test of the great day. We'll be crowned the endless glory one day when we see our Savior face to face, the one we're building our life upon. What a wonderful day that's going to be. Those who put Christ's words into practice build on the solid foundation, Jesus Christ. I'm glad today to know that we can do that. However, there are those whose hopes with foolish builders, they build on anything but Christ, their life. What a waste. What a tragedy it is. Their hopes will fail them on a stormy day. They have nothing to stand upon, nothing to brace upon, nothing to support them when the storms of life come. Those who are building upon the foolish things of this world, the sand, if you please, it will fail them. It will yield them no comfort and no satisfaction when they're in trouble. Building upon the sand will not. I'm thankful that we have satisfaction through our tribulations, our persecutions, our trials, our testings in our life because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He enables us to be strong. We're not without Him. We're weak. We're nothing. We also see their hopes, there will be no fence against temptation for them. They're going to be tempted, and they don't understand why they're even being tempted. But there's no restriction in their temptations because they're building upon the sand, not upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And my, we're thankful today to know that the Lord enables us to do that. Now, if you will, please, I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 6. The same parable, but presented like in another way, a little bit different. In Luke chapter 6, we see here the test of our faith. The test of our faith. We're talking about insecurity. Security. Most of us here today are Christians. We know Christ is our Savior. We're building our life. We're building our hopes, our house, if you please, upon Jesus Christ. Look at our test. The test of our faith. Look at verse number 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now, this is our faith. This is our confessed faith. Notice he says right here, whosoever cometh to me, Jesus speaking, and heareth my sayings, who will come to me and will hear what I say. In other words, they believe me. Their confessed faith. They put their faith in Jesus Christ and what he's about to say. Okay? Our faith is tested here. The test of our faith. Verse 48, he is like a man which built the house and dragged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the storm, when the flood arose, the storms beat vehemently upon the house and would not shake it, for it was grounded upon a rock. Notice here it says, it's not enough to hear the sayings of Christ, but we must do them. It's not enough to profess a relationship to Christ as his servants, but we must be conscious of him every day. Conscious of him every day in our life. We're to dig deep. We're to build our house every day upon the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us that. Those who hear the truth but fail to apply it build on sand. But we have to dig deep and to apply the truths, the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about putting him first, calling Jesus Christ Lord of my life. He's just not my Savior. He's the Lord of my life. He's first in my life. In all I do, I want to put him first, no matter what it is. Sometimes we cheat our own selves. We cheat our own selves by just thinking a profession will save us, that hearing the sayings of Christ will bring us to heaven without doing them. That's what lost people are thinking today. And that's sad. They're cheating their own selves when they believe that, when they think that, you know, because that's not enough. That's not enough. We have to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, believing that he's the one who died for us and shed his blood for us many, many years ago. They are likened to a house built on a rock that hear the sayings of Christ. That only hear, but also apply the sayings of Christ. We see here, they're like a house built on a rock. Notice they begin low, they dig deep, Jesus says. They found their hope upon Christ. They provide forever. These hopes provide us forever. It's not just something temporarily in our life, it goes all through our life, out into eternity. They get ready for the worst when they dig deep in the sayings of Christ, you see. God wants us not to just be babes in Christ, but to like strong meat and desire strong meat, that we might grow thereby and be strong and be comforted whenever we go through tragedies. That we, when we go through those tragedies by God's help, can also comfort others when they go through tragedies also. Because we're to encourage one another. We're to encourage one another. And we need to do that. They get ready for the worst. That is, those that dig deep in the Word of God. They get ready for the worst that may happen to them in their lives, you see. We see that this is what happened. The floods arose, the streams beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. It was founded upon a rock. What kind of house building are we doing today? Are we building our house upon the rock? Are we building our house upon the sayings of Christ? Do we not only hear them, but do we apply them in our lives? Do we believe them? I believe the Bible, don't you? I'll be the Bible from cover to cover. I mean, God's given us the Bible to help us to grow and to build that house, spiritual, so to speak, our life, that one day we might be able to encourage others that need help in their life. These people that build their house like this and dig deep, they shall keep their comfort, their peace, their hope, and their joy in the midst of all the storms that come. There's nothing that can move them. They're steadfast. As Paul says, we're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. The only way we can do that is to hear the sayings of Christ and believe them and apply them in our life, to build our house upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the rock himself. Their everlasting welfare is secure. In death, I'm safe. In judgment, I'm safe, because I'm building my house upon Jesus Christ. I have nothing to fear, nothing to fret, because he is my hope. He is my hope. He is my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Jeremiah says, tells us that. I'm glad to know that. Obedient believers are kept by the power of Christ through faith unto salvation and shall not perish. Shall not perish. I like those words, shall not. Shall not perish. What a joy it is. However, we see in verse number 44, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the streams did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. We see a counterfeit faith here, a counterfeit faith. Those that build upon the world, the earthly things in this world, those who do not hear the sayings of Christ, but they are preparing for a disappointment, folks. They're preparing for a disappointment, and they don't even realize it. And it's our duty as God's people to warn them and show them and try to help them. And try to help them. See, he's like a man that built a house without a foundation, that is sand. What is the only foundation for the Christian to build upon? The rock. Who is who? Jesus Christ. The rock. He is the only foundation that we're to build upon. See, the people that do not hear the sayings of Christ, though, he pleases himself with hopes, but has no foundation. He pleases himself with hopes in life. Hopes in life. His hopes will fail him when he most needs comfort from them. There will never be no comfort for him. His hopes will fail him. We see when the streams come that beat upon the house, it's gone. Because it's built upon sand, and the sand is going to wash away. It's going to fall. It's going to fall. I'm so glad to know that God loves us so much. Not only did he save us, but he gave us a way to build our life upon his Son, Jesus Christ. Not just to be saved, but to build our lives upon him daily and walk with him, that when the storms of life do come upon us, by God's grace and God's help, we can stand. We stand on the rock that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm grateful today to know that, and to know that no matter what I'm facing in my life, God's with me. God is with me. He's going to always be with me. He's going to never leave me nor forsake me. Never, don't forsake me, no matter what I'm facing in this life. So what are we saying? Go back to Matthew chapter 7. Let's close here. Matthew chapter 7. Let's look at two verses here. Verse 28 and verse 29. We see here, as Jesus is speaking, in verse number 28 and verse 29 of Matthew 7, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings to the disciples, the people were," what? "Astonished at his doctrine," at his teaching. They were astonished at his doctrine, his teaching. "For he told them as one having authority and not as the scribes." He told them in a way that they were astonished. They were astonished. We see the impressions here that Christ made upon these hearers. They were astonished. They were filled with wonder. You know, it's sad, but people can be, if you please, admire. People can admire good preaching, good teaching, and yet remain in unbelief. Yet remain in unbelief. That's what we're seeing in the world today a lot. The preaching and the teaching of the Word of God is the same, but people still remain in unbelief. They hear the sayings of Christ, but they don't believe them. They don't believe them. They're building their house upon the sand, folks. They're building their house upon the sand, and one day their fall is going to be bad. They're going to be disappointed. They're going to be dead. We see here the reason was because he told them as one having authority. They were astonished at him. They were astonished at his teaching. His lessons were law. His word was a command. When he taught them, when he spoke to them, Only a relationship with Christ, our acceptance of him as our Savior, and our obedience to him will matter. That's all that's going to matter, folks. One day, it's going to all be over. It's going to be all history. What kind of foundation are we building upon? If we're building upon Jesus Christ, we're going to be safe. The storms may come, the winds may blow, the rain's going to come down, but we can stand upon him. We can stand upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The storms of life will demonstrate what kind of foundation we have, what kind of faith we have in life. It'll be demonstrated to people and to ourselves. I trust today that as we look at this insecurity, we'll continue next week on this subject also. We're going to be talking about an individual in the Bible that was insecure. Insecurity is a thing we all deal with, and we need God's help with it. I'm glad we can be secure. I like that old song we sing, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the Everlasting Arms." Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for life. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and our foundation that we can build our life upon. Lord, we know we live in a world that's insecure. There's not much here we can really rely upon. But Lord, we're thankful we have the Word of God to instruct us, to guide us, to teach us, God, how we can depend upon you. And God, the storms may come, the winds may blow, and yet, God, we may be fearful at times. But Lord, we can reach out and we know we can trust you to see us through it. God, give us the faith, no matter what we face this week in our life, to lean upon you and to realize, Lord, that we're building our house upon the rock. Our life is building, being built upon Jesus Christ, and he's promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for that. Bless now the service about to go into. Lord, have your will and way in everything. Lord, may someone be saved today in our services. In Jesus' name, amen.